627 here on the Hill. Aaron Kick with you. We're live and local this hour with local music, live local music today, because we've got Teacup Gin here in the studio. Mike, John, and Christy to talk about their upcoming performance at Brewfest, part of the Chapel Hill Farmers Market at University Place. That's going to be Saturday, Brewfest from 8 a.m. to noon, with samples from a dozen local brewers, plus food, all the great farmers market stuff you get every week, and live music from Teacup Gin beginning at 10. They're also going to be playing Carrie on Friday. TeacupGin.com for more on the band, the upcoming shows, more information, and everything else. And y'all have a new album that's about to come out, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd say about, but it's in the works.
It's in the works. It's
well,
in the works.
We've actually done recording sessions, so that's a really, like, major progress.
That's, like, the most significant part of the process,
yeah.
Isn't it? Like, actually, I don't know. I haven't recorded it now. Like, there could be extremely important steps that just dwarf the significance of actually recording, but I don't know.
Nah, we got a big chunk of it done. We've got putting some finishing touches on it, going to invite some local folks to add some horns into it as well. So it's going to be a lot of
awesome
mix of a lot of different things going on. We're really, really excited about it.
So what's the vibe? What's it called? What's it going to be? What are we going to hear on it?
It's called Proof. You know,
everyone looked at Chris, like, she's like, anyone else wants to take this? Nope, it's all you. It's called Proof, okay.
Okay, because think about that word. Like, it has so many different meanings. Just think of the word proof. If you're a baker, it means one thing. If you're a distiller, it means another. If you're writing music, it means a third. If you're in a relationship and you want the proof, you know, it's like, show me the money.
If you're a lawyer,
it has so many different connotations.
This
so we
day
figured,
of all days, right?
Of all days, you know, we would just call it Proof. And so I don't know. It's something that's been in the works for about 3 years now. And we keep writing new stuff for it. And maybe we're too perfectionistic. Maybe we're lazy. Maybe we're busy. Who knows why? But most of the songs on it have been around for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, some longer than that. And it just is weird how it all came together. And we thought, okay, we're going over to that Overdub Lane studio over there in Durham, and we're going to start actually laying down tracks. And once we did that, holy smokes, did it come together.
Christy and John are entirely too modest to admit that they're responsible for the writings of all of these materials.
Nice.
So all of this material is from John's head and Christy's mouth. She's got all the lyrics happening, and it's all wonderful. This project is going to be super nice.
That's awesome. So this
says
is album.
Mike Reed, who's made some major contributions to this record.
You've all made major contributions to this. So is this album 2 or 3 for you?
This is the second album.
Second one, right? Yeah.
But we struggled with whether to make it a double album because it's been a few years. So we thought, okay, well, we could make it a double album, or we could just release one album right after the other.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age of electronic, you know, digital releases, I guess you can just kind of play it by ear.
Yeah.
But we're going to release about 10 songs, and it's going to be great.
Cool. So anticipated release date? I know
there's
a party in the works, but...
You know, we're playing Full Steam Brewery, speaking of Brewfest,
nice.
For New Year's Eve this year. So our goal is maybe by then we'll be actually, like, have a whole CD.
Love it. So, yeah, I mean, you're playing Brewfest, you're playing Full Steam, Carrie on Friday. What's your favorite place that you've played, other than Brewfest, which I assume has to be up there?
It's the WCHL studio.
Oh, okay. All right.
For sure. Only on the Aaron Keck
show. I set myself up for that one.
Although, you know, Ron's a pretty cool dude, too.
He is.
So we won't play favorites.
but seriously, it's more about the audience to me than the venue. I mean, if you get a really receptive audience, even if it's a small audience, but they're really into it, it almost doesn't matter where you're playing. So to me, I'd say it really depends on.
I don't know. I think it matters, but we'll never play favorites on venues because, I mean, seriously, all the places we play are so cool.
Yeah.
But each one is a little bit different. And so, and each one reaches a somewhat different audience. And so, I don't know, but you're right. Yeah, when people feel it, then that's all that matters.
Well, again, Brewfest is coming up this Saturday. You'll be able to hear Teacup Gin there, beginning at 10, running until noon, but come at 8 for the start of Brewfest and stay until noon. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got, that'll be nice. We've got time for one more, and it's going to be one off of the new album, right?
Absolutely.
All right, what's it called?
It's called Proof.
Title track. All right.
Out with your mates about a 7:45 as the sun goes dim. A jar of mesquite for you and me, time to let the games begin. Got your eye on a honey, but you ain't got no money, no scam that you can skim. And the proof ain't in the pudding, boy, the proof is in the gin. The proof ain't in the pudding, boy, the proof is in the gin. Got something to prove, don't make your move till you're in like Flynn. Pour it on too strong, she gonna take it wrong, she won't let you try again. That bullet juice has got you loose, so you better rein it in. When the proof ain't in the pudding, boy, the proof is in the gin. Oh, the proof ain't in the pudding, boy, the proof is in the gin. Belt out a tune and belt one down. Put your glad rags on, we're going to town. Just sink that drink and swallow your pride. You're living on the brink, cause she will decide whether you lose or win. Can you take one on the chin when the proof is in the gin? She's satin and lace, a waterproof face, you're dancing skin to skin. She's a real snake charmer, let down your arm and now your head is starting to spin. But if you treat her right, she's gonna see the light, she'll show you with a grin. How the proof is in her kisses, boy, the proof ain't in the gin. Oh, the proof is in her kisses, boy, the proof ain't in the gin.
Woo! That was awesome. Teacup Gin, you're going to hear them at Brewfest at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market at University Place. This is going to be this Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon is Brewfest, 10 a.m. to noon. They'll be playing. Check them out live there. Find them online at teacupgin.com and look for that new album, Proof, coming soon. Christy, John, Mike, thank you all so much for being here today.
Aaron, thank you so much for having us. It was a freaking blast.
We'll see you on Saturday.